I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. An organization in California is preparing young people for careers in clean energy. And in the process, these young people help their neighbors save money on their utility bills. Each summer, the Rising Sun Center for Opportunity, a workforce development group, hires young people in San Joaquin and the Bay Area to visit nearby homes and assess their water and energy efficiency. Senior Program Manager Sofia Canela Torres says the center does not charge residents for these so-called green house calls.
We use this no-cost service that we provide to the community as a vehicle to provide the youth earn and learn experience and career exposure.
Trainees also help some residents install new efficient appliances like low-flow showerheads and LED lights and offer tips for saving energy and water. Then, after 6 weeks of making green house calls, trainees are placed with a company working on energy issues for more hands-on paid experience.
For them to see, you know, what could it look like for me to be part of an organization like this?
Canela Torres says this program helps young people build clean energy careers and learn how they might use those careers to give back to their community. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
CJSF is 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the heights of Burnaby Mountain.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hello, and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and of course, to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, fantastic, phenomenal female-fronted radio. Week after week, we are back, baby. We are refreshed, back from summer vacation, and for those of you that are tuning in to celebrate and amplify voices in this 2-hour mixtape we call Girly So Groovy, I cannot say thank you enough. Coming up in this first hour of the show, I've got music on the way from Santigold, Kate Nash, Bjork, Goldfrapp, Bat for Lashes, Aretha Franklin. But I don't want to get too deep into who is coming up. I want to talk about what is coming up in this episode of Girly So Groovy. It's a bit of a guessing game. I'm not going to tell you right off the start. In fact, maybe even for those people tuning in a little late, I'll wait until the second hour to reveal. But there is a theme that runs through this entire show. Let's see if you can guess it. It's not too difficult, I have to say. We're going to kick off the full theme right now with the incredible vocal powerhouse, Florence and the Machine.
Oh, Patricia, you've always been my North Star.
And I have to tell you something, I'm still afraid of the dark. But you take my hand in your hand. From you the flowers grow. And do you understand? With every seed you sow, you make this cold world beautiful. You told me our doors are open to the
Now, that right there is how you launch a show. I really love the start of this week's Girly So Groovy. I mentioned at the start of the show that there is a theme that runs all through this week's episode. Have you picked up on it so far? There were three songs, and you have to start thinking, okay, what do they have in common? So what we just heard, it is something that goes back all the way to 1982. In 1982, Toni Basil found so much success with her song Mickey that she ended up releasing the Spanish version to complement it. That comes from a B-side, obviously, to her 1982 breakout album, Word of Mouth. In the middle, it is the icon, the diva, the legend, Aretha Franklin, with her song Eleanor Rigby, her take on the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby. That comes from Aretha Franklin's 1970 album, The Girl Is In Love With You. The Girl's In Love With You is the album. And then kicking off the full 2 hours, it is British vocal powerhouse Florence and the Machine with her song Patricia. That comes from High as Hope. That song Patricia, in fact, Florence and the Machine wrote it as a homage to one of her idols and friends, Patti Smith, Patricia. And in fact, Patti Smith will be coming up in the second hour here on Girly So Groovy. Have you figured it out yet? Again, we are not performing rocket science with this theme. If you still haven't caught on, maybe Kate Nash can help you out. Here she is right now, here on Girly So Groovy.
I'm heavy-handed. To say the least, my mother thinks I'll be an awful clutcher, 'cause I spill things from sternum too quickly. I'm far too loud. It's like as soon as I've got an opinion, it just has to come out. I laugh at stupid things just 'cause they tickle me. She glued the lips together, so she never had to speak, never had to speak, never had to speak. People used to say she's as quiet as a mouse, she just doesn't make a peep. She marched to her wardrobe and she threw away the collar, because wearing black looks mysterious, but it didn't impress her mother. She wanted to dress a baby in patterns and flowers, just crossed her arms and so she cried for hours. Mariella, Mariella, my pretty baby girl, unglue your lips from being together and wear some pink and pearls. You can have your friends round and they can stay for tea. Won't you just try to fit in, please do this for me. But Mariella just crossed her arms and she walked up the stairs and she went into her bedroom and she sat on her bed. Was quite strange, and the boy
Redefining Radio. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to you, the listener who loves them, and to the women who rock. That's how it goes. We are having some fun here on Girly So Groovy. I mentioned that we are doing a theme throughout the show. I haven't revealed what the theme is, seeing if you can guess. Back in 1998, Athens, Georgia, go-to alternative band released their greatest hits album, Time Capsule Songs for a Future Generation. And in doing that, they decided to add two tracks that were new releases, one of which is a song called Debbie, a song actually that they wrote for one of their colleagues, Debbie Harry of Blondie, the song Debbie. And then in the middle, it is British singer-songwriter Beth Orton with her song Carmella. That's from her album Daybreaker. And then we kick the set off with another phenomenal British singer-songwriter, Kate Nash, going all the way back to her debut album Made of Bricks. We heard the song Mariella. Okay, I will not tell you what the theme is, in case there's anybody late tuning in, until we get into the second hour. So what that means coming up in the next 30 minutes, maybe you will figure out the theme to this week's show with the help of Goldfrapp, Bat for Lashes. I've got Bjork on the way, Luscious Jackson, Santi Gold. But up next, it is time for an early 80s electronic duo that just delivered dark dance and sophisticated pop. I am talking about the Eurythmics, up next here on Girly So Groovy.